Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, June 16, 2025.
Al-Awlaki's threats amid ongoing conflict. Saad bin Atef al-Awlaki, the leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has made alarming threats against former U.S. President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk in a video released on October 14, 2025. This is al-Awlaki's first public statement since taking charge of AQAP in 2024. He called on individual attackers to target leaders in Egypt, Jordan, and Gulf Arab states in response to the current conflict between Israel and Hamas, which has severely impacted Gaza. Al-Awlaki stated, "There are no red lines after what has happened to our people in Gaza. Despite being seen as weakened by internal strife and U.S. drone strikes, AQAP remains a notable threat, with a $6 million reward offered for al-Awlaki by the U.S. government. The group is estimated to have between 3,000 and 4,000 active fighters and has engaged in various illegal activities. Al-Awlaki's threats may also be an attempt to challenge the influence of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have intensified their military actions against Israel."
Taiwan's export control measures on Huawei and SMIC. Taiwan has officially added Huawei Technologies and Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, or SMIC, to its export control list as of June 15, 2025. This decision requires Taiwanese companies to obtain government approval before exporting to these firms, highlighting Taiwan's commitment to national security and technological advancement. This move mirrors actions taken by the United States, which has imposed trade restrictions on Huawei due to security concerns. Taiwan, known for its leading semiconductor industry, is home to Taiwan's Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, the world's largest contract chipmaker and a key supplier to major companies like NVIDIA. The inclusion of Huawei and SMIC underscores rising tensions between Taiwan and China, as China claims Taiwan as its territory. Both companies are investing heavily in semiconductor technology, but face significant challenges due to U.S. sanctions limiting their access to critical technologies. Taiwan's government is dedicated to preventing technology theft and protecting its technological assets, suggesting that these export controls could have major implications for global technology supply chains. What does this mean for the future of technology in the region?
Japan's trade talks with the U.S. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba met with U.S. President Donald Trump on June 15, 2025, during the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Alberta. Their main goal was to discuss tariffs that threaten Japan's car industry, including a hefty 25% tax on Japanese vehicles. Major manufacturers like Toyota, Honda, and Nissan are worried, as they depend heavily on exports to the U.S. If these tariffs stay in place, analysts predict Japan's GDP could drop by about 0.9%. With an upper house election looming, Ishiba urgently needs a favorable deal to maintain his political standing. The stakes are high, not just for Japan's economy, but also for American consumers, who could face higher prices for imported cars if these tariffs continue.
Iranian missile strikes hit central Israel. On June 15, 2025, Iranian missile strikes tragically claimed 6 lives and injured 140 people in central Israel. Air sirens blared as explosions rocked cities, forcing millions to seek shelter. A missile struck a residential building in Bat Yam, causing it to collapse, while another hit a neighborhood in Rehovot, leading to numerous injuries. Among the deceased were 2 children, and 7 individuals remain missing. In a separate attack, 4 people died in Tamra, an Arab city in northern Israel, including a mother and her 2 daughters. The Israeli Air Force quickly shot down 7 drones targeting both northern and southern Israel. In response, Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes on Iranian sites, including fuel tankers and possible nuclear facilities in Tehran. Israel also issued evacuation alerts to Iranian civilians near weapons production areas, advising them to stay away for their safety. This escalation highlights the ongoing tensions between Iran and Israel, with reports indicating that Israeli airstrikes have resulted in at least 78 fatalities in Iran, including 29 children.
China's military patrols in the South China Sea. On June 15, 2025, China's military flexed its muscles with combined sea and air patrols in the South China Sea. Spokesperson Tian Junli from the People's Liberation Army's Southern Theater Command confirmed this operation, highlighting that the Philippines is seeking partnerships with other nations for similar patrols, which raises security concerns. Tian stressed that the PLA is watchful to protect China's sovereignty and maritime rights, warning that any military actions causing unrest in the South China Sea will be closely monitored. This vital maritime route facilitates over $3 trillion in trade each year. China claims nearly the entire area, despite competing claims from the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Brunei. In 2016, an international court ruled that China's claims lacked legal basis, a decision China has consistently rejected. These military patrols follow recent joint exercises between the Philippines and the United States, marking the seventh such collaboration. The ongoing territorial disputes continue to escalate tensions between China and the Philippines, with significant implications for regional stability and global trade.
BT Group's major job cuts amid AI advancements. BT Group, a major telecommunications provider in London, is making headlines with massive layoffs that could affect over 40,000 jobs. CEO Alison Kirkby revealed plans to cut costs by £3 billion, or about $3.75 billion, by the end of the decade. This follows an earlier announcement to reduce the workforce by as many as 55,000 positions by 2030. Kirkby acknowledged that these cuts may not fully address the impact of artificial intelligence on employment. She also hinted at the possibility of spinning off Openreach, the company's network division, if its value isn't reflected in BT's share price. Despite strong demand for fiber broadband and achieving savings of over £900 million, or roughly $1.13 billion, BT faces ongoing challenges with declining revenue and profit.
Ursula von der Leyen and Donald Trump discuss trade deal. Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, is pushing for a favorable trade deal with the United States before the July 9th deadline. In a recent phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump, they tackled ongoing trade tensions. The U.S. has raised tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50%, causing concern among European producers about potential harm to their industries. Trump had threatened to impose a 50% tariff on all EU imports starting June 1st, but after their discussion, he agreed to delay this increase until July 9th, allowing more time for negotiations. These talks are critical, as the outcome could significantly impact consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
Russian forces target Kremenchuk oil refinery. Russian forces carried out a dramatic overnight attack on the Kremenchuk oil refinery in Ukraine, a key fuel supplier for the Ukrainian military. The Russian Ministry of Defense claimed they launched missiles from both sea and air, along with strike drones, marking a significant escalation in the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned this assault, calling it a vicious attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. He pointed out that this strike came after the United States urged Ukraine not to target Russian energy facilities. The Kremenchuk refinery is crucial for military logistics, making it a strategic target. As tensions rise, the consequences of this attack could ripple through global energy markets and international relations.
Netanyahu's warning on Iran's threat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that Israel's military actions could lead to a significant change in Iran's government. In a recent interview with Fox News, he described the steps taken as crucial to eliminate a serious threat from Iran. Israel has launched a military campaign called Operation Rising Lion, which began with a surprise attack on Iran's military leadership and its nuclear sites. Netanyahu expects this campaign to intensify in the coming days. In response, Iran has promised a fierce retaliation, declaring it will open the gates of hell. The Israeli military clarified that their main goal is to dismantle Iran's nuclear and missile programs, not to change the regime. However, Netanyahu acknowledged that regime change could be a possible outcome given the current state of the Iranian government. The ongoing conflict raises concerns about a wider regional war, a especially as U.S. President Donald Trump has commented that the situation could be resolved easily while warning Iran against targeting U.S. interests. The international community is closely watching these developments, aware of their potential impact on regional stability.
Trump administration's proposed travel ban expansion. The Trump administration is considering a major expansion of its travel ban, which could impact citizens from 36 additional countries. This follows a previous ban affecting 12 nations, aimed at enhancing national security. An internal State Department cable, signed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, raises concerns about these countries' ability to provide reliable identity documents and cooperate in deporting nationals. Countries like Angola, Bhutan, and Syria are among those under review. This proposed expansion significantly increases the scope of the initial travel ban, which included countries such as Afghanistan and Iran. Additionally, entry from 7 other nations, including Cuba and Venezuela, has already faced partial restrictions. The State Department stresses the need for ongoing policy evaluation to ensure American safety. However, this potential ban raises questions about how countries are chosen and could strain diplomatic relations, making travel more difficult for affected citizens. The implications extend beyond individuals, impacting businesses and governments that may need to adjust their operations.
SIPRI report on global nuclear arsenals. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, known as SIPRI, has unveiled a report highlighting alarming changes in the global nuclear landscape. As of January 2025, the world is estimated to have over 12,000 nuclear warheads, with around 9,600 in military reserves. Notably, about 2,100 of these are on standby, primarily held by the United States and Russia, which together control nearly 90% of the global arsenal. While both nations maintain stable numbers of usable warheads in 2024, they are actively modernizing their capabilities, potentially expanding their stockpiles. China is rapidly increasing its nuclear arsenal, reportedly adding around 100 new warheads each year since 2023, and could soon match the missile capabilities of the US and Russia. Current estimates suggest Russia has about 5,460 warheads, the US around 5,180, and China approximately 600. This report underscores rising tensions among the 9 nuclear states, including the United Kingdom, France, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and Israel. The decline of arms control agreements and the increase in nuclear stockpiling raise serious questions about future global security.
Asian markets show resilience amid rising oil prices. On June 16, 2025, Asian markets demonstrated impressive resilience as oil prices surged, driven by escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. Despite these global concerns, investors remained calm, with the US dollar gaining 0.3% against the Japanese yen, reaching about 144.49 yen per dollar, while the euro dipped slightly to around 1.1537 US dollars. Oil prices jumped by 2% after a significant 13% rise the previous week, adding to inflationary pressures that could influence the Federal Reserve's upcoming interest rate decisions, currently between 4.25% and 4.5%. The Fed is expected to release new economic forecasts soon, with markets anticipating just one interest rate cut this year instead of two. In the stock market, the MSCI index for Asia-Pacific shares rose by 0.1%, Japan's Nikkei index increased by 0.8%, and South Korean stocks gained 0.5%. Meanwhile, European markets face challenges due to their reliance on oil imports, with Eurostoxx 50 futures slipping by 0.1% and DAX futures declining by 0.2%. As investors sought safe haven assets amid uncertainty, gold prices rose by 0.5% to approximately $3,450 US dollars per ounce. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.